15 years. Well, I grabbed that bag of money and I headed for the door. I didn't want to die in some stinking grocery store. But the parking lot was already crawling thick with cops. What you get when you rob a store around the corner from the donut shop? Sheriff Big Dick Turner, he was running the whole show. Said, throw your guns down, come on out, boys, let them people go. You boys don't stand a chance. Your little heist has failed, but I knew Big Dick Turner and we'd never reach his jail. Ed looked up through the window just to see what was going on. A bullet pierced his forehead and the back of Ed's head was gone. Cashiers, it was screaming, Ed's brains were everywhere. Seen Big Dick was right, there was no getting out of there. Some folks got out, was my mom and dad. My daddy yelled out, kid, you're the worst son I ever had. You're really in it this time, you're really in it deep. I hope they blow your head off, you're good for nothing, creep. Sheriff Big Dick Turner yelled, get him out of here. And I sent the cashier to the stockroom, bring me back some beer. The family plan had failed, plan B was coming soon. I was starring in my very own Dog Day Afternoon. Then they brought a woman out, who's my true love, Madeline. Left me 7 months before and I hadn't seen her since. She left me for the bouncer at the bowling alley bar. She left him 2 weeks late for some guy who sold used cars. Said, Frankie, please come out of there, you're in an awful jam. Frankie, please come out of there and we can start again. While you're away in prison, I will wait faithfully. Frankie, I do love you, please come on out for me. Well, I knew that she was lying, cause she never told the truth. I knew that I would get the chair, they'd never let me loose. But for my true love, Madeline, I threw my gun out on the ground. I hollered, Big Dick Turner, I'm coming out. Please don't cut me down.
Down.